This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. In the studio with me is Purdue Acting President Tim Sands, and we want to talk about the latest visit to campus by President-elect Mitch Daniels. He held forums with most of the colleges to let faculty and staff ask questions of him. You sat in on all of those. What did some of the questions tell you about their possible concerns with this transition phase?
Well, I think the main reason to do this was just to give an opportunity to have the conversation. It's just the beginning because we had very limited time when we went through 8 colleges in 2 days. And I think there was a symbolic aspect of that. It's just an opportunity for anyone who wanted to engage in conversation. But it was an opportunity to start that discussion. So we heard from faculty and staff who have concerns about budgetary issues, concerns about values, about research, teaching, engagement. It was such a wide range of questions and discussions that we had. I think it was extremely valuable for everybody. I wouldn't say there was any one theme that was consistent throughout all of the discussions with the colleges. But I think the main reason to do it was just to give the opportunity, not only for people to hear Mitch Daniels think on his feet, because it was all spontaneous, but also to give him a chance to hear the kinds of questions that are coming up. Just part of his curriculum, if you will, and we're hoping that and expecting that by January he'll be pretty far up the curve, but he has very limited time to be here, and we were fortunate to have those 2 days, but it'll be a while before we have him back on campus for the next phase. We still have 2 colleges to go through. In the meantime, Acting Provost Vic Lechtenberg and I are meeting with small groups of faculty over the next couple of months, groups of 8 to 14 faculty at a time, and we'll be working our way through. And Mitch Daniels can't be at those, but we're obviously listening and discussing, making a list, if you will, of the kinds of questions that our faculty have. And we'll do the same with staff and others. I think this 6 months is an opportunity to have just a grand conversation about the future of Purdue. And he still is in listening mode. He's not in the mode of making proclamations. So I think it'll be several months before he really has enough input in order to start putting it all together and drawing some conclusions.
I sat in on the Forum for Education and College of Agriculture, and he did say, don't hold me to anything, because he's still learning. But one thing he said, he'd like to see the trimester plan sped up, the timeline for implementing that. Was there anything new that you heard from him, or has this all been things you've discussed?
Actually, we haven't had an extensive discussion yet on the trimester plan. I think what he's saying there, and this goes back to your earlier comment about don't hold me to this, he's saying that from his perspective, based on what he knows right now, it sounds like a good idea. Why don't we just do it now? And the reason that we've been discussing an 8 to 10 year type scale up is that there are some pragmatic issues associated with building the summer up. And there are also many policies and definitions of employment and anything you can imagine. Everything has to change. The duration of a lecture or a power hour, it's likely that our 50-minute so-called hour will go to 60 minutes in the fall and the spring and the summer trimester. So the University Senate, the faculty, the staff have to be involved in that discussion. It may be that we could do it faster. I think that discussion is yet to be had, but the original timeline was set based on what we thought was a reasonable expectation for building the summer up from what was about 7% student credit hour activity in the summer compared to fall to something around 35% or so as a current guess as to where we need to be in order to pull the trigger and change the calendar.
Well, when you think about all the summer camps that are here and then faculty who are off in the summer finding childcare for their kids, I would think it'd take 15 years.
That's exactly. Engaging with local school districts to see if we can possibly move together. Some, I know, are looking at it. Some have probably decided not to do it. Some have got an open mind about it. In terms of the business community in the area, it seems to be generally excited about it because it would liven up the summer. But I think the real reason to do it has to do with flexibility for both our students and our faculty. A lot of our students do summer internships, and that's been a tradition, but everybody does summer internships. If you could do an internship in the fall and be able to take a full load in the summer, that would give you more flexibility and also allow the student to graduate on time or maybe even early. That is difficult to do in our current arrangement. So a lot of those cultural expectations about timing and would have to evolve in order to make this work. But I think the flexibility is really the biggest asset. Same for faculty. Faculty are used to having the summer to focus on research or travel. Some of our faculty teach in the summer, not too many, but some do. But there are many disciplines where having a fall for travel and research would make more sense, or a spring, than the summer. And it would provide that flexibility So we're excited about continuing to explore it. And one of the reasons is you look out 8 or 10 years and you think, well, at some point we're eventually going to go to a all-year calendar. I mean, it is going to happen. Whether it's going to be in 5 years, 2 years, 10 years, or 20 years, I don't know. But eventually we'll get there. I think what Mitch Daniels is saying is that, well, if we're pretty confident we're going to go there, why don't we just do it right now? He and I haven't sat down and talked about that yet. So it's a discussion we have to have, and it's a discussion we have to have with the University Senate and all the stakeholders about how fast we can do this. We have a faculty member who's focusing on the summer right now and building it up toward the balanced trimester. That's Frank Dooley. He's working through all these issues with faculty groups and trying to see how far we can go, how fast we can go. But if it turns out we can build the summer up more quickly, and we feel like we've got the community engaged and enough support for it, we might be able to go faster. It's just an estimate when we're talking about 8 to 10.
Dr. Tim Sands is the acting president of Purdue University. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzow.